Good morning.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Star Winner 2.5.
My daughter was telling me that we should have named my cat, our cat, black and white. We should have named him Oreo because he looks like an Oreo. He's black and he's white. Not Sammy. I named him Sammy back in 2000 because of the great and powerful Chicago Cub legend, Sammy Sosa. Love Sammy.
Right.
Why wouldn't I name my cat Sammy? Let this be a lesson in not naming things after your favorite person at the time.
Okay.
Because since then...
You might get divorced.
It's true. Right.
That actually took me a few minutes.
And I feel as though I've gone through a divorce with Sammy Sosa.
Yeah.
Because, the Cubs haven't even welcomed him back into their lives. He's made some interesting choices. He's not the Sammy Sosa I remember.
Okay.
So now when I say Sammy, I think of Sammy Sosa, and I go, oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
So I think maybe I should have named him something different. I shouldn't have just gone with, yes, I'll name him after my favorite Cubs player at the time and go from there.
Yeah. I get it. You went with your cats were Stephen Gary. Did they continue to be legends well into the cathood?
They were after a radio show,
right?
If you don't know them, they were a longtime Chicago show. Steve is still on the air.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. I don't think Gary is anymore. Not sure about that. They split up a long time ago. But yeah.
You never regretted
no
honoring two of your favorite people?
No, I didn't.
That's okay.
I named them that because they were two of the reasons I did get into the business. So.
Yes. See, that's a nice
in
homage.
In memoriam.
Yes. In memoriam.
Everybody was still alive at the time. I know that
right.
Probably doesn't really fit. But
they're
regardless,
both still alive. But well, like the cats are.
The cats. Rest in peace. Okay.
Yeah, but people have interesting ways in their thought process of how they name their pets. I mean, how did you come up with... The kids decided on Bert.
Kids
for your
decided
puppy.
On Bert. And Theo decided on Harold. He was the only one old enough at the time. So,
Was there any reason? Did he know a Harold? Did they know a Bert?
Harold was off some TV show. Can't remember what it was at the time. Bert, they were throwing around, we like old man or old woman names.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, sorry if you're young and Bert.
Yeah.
Look, we named a kid Theo back before. It's kind of come back
trendy
now, but at that point, people looked at us and were like, huh?
Is that a name?
people would say, if they'd never met us, they wondered if we were black because the only Theo they'd ever heard of was
Huxtable.
Theo Huxtable.
Yeah.
Sure.
So it was, anyway.
Right.
So, which I always thought was funny. But anyway, so the kids named the two dogs. So I haven't had any say in those.
No.
Okay.
And then Fatty and Sassy, your cats, those just were fun names that you liked?
Yeah. I wouldn't have regretted either of those.
Mm-hmm.
Probably still now, if we got a puppy, I would root for a Fatty or a Sassy. I wouldn't get it. I just like that name for pets.
What are you, George Foreman?
Like, I only got two things?
Right. Didn't he name, like, all
yes.
his kids
all
George?
Yeah,
or
all
something
like George. Yeah.
George Jr., Jr., yeah. Jr., and George the 7th.
Hey, when you like
Sassy
something, you
too.
Like it.
Right, okay.
Uh-huh.
280-1025.
Yeah, how did you come about with naming your pet? Did it have some sort of special meaning?
Any regrets at this point?
Right.
Right. Like, I mean, I suppose, especially if you name it after a celebrity or an athlete,
yes.
And
they,
if you go
they
that
fall
route,
short of your expectations.
Or a sport team or a team of some sort, and then they really disappoint.
Yeah.
I mean, the animal could likely outlive the obsession.
Sure could.
That's true.
Right, Kurt?
Yes, it has. It's very deep.
Because you are all obsession.
I know. I'm trying not to be.
All you do is go from one thing to the next.
You're right. I would have just named Sammy to Brizzo to...
Which brings, the Oreo, that you didn't pick Oreo. Why? Because you weren't into Oreos back then.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
and it's
true.
Entirely possible the diabetes finally catches up with you and then you regret Oreo.
You can only dream, right?
I mean, seriously. Say that with a little more glee and hope.
You just shouldn't be so healthy based on your diet,
I'm
saying.
I'm trying to be less healthy.
You go against all the research.
I know.
I mean, I'm happy for you. That's
sure
great.
You are. Clearly. Yes. So, Corey, this was when you were in college?
Yep.
All right. And you got, what did you get for a pet?
me and my buddy, we decided one day after a couple of brewskis that we were going to get some crabs and some fish and name them after dictators.
So, okay. Which did we go with?
Mussolini?
Well, we had Kim Jong, and to this day, he escaped the tank, and we still don't know where he is. He was a crab. Not sure. After he escaped, things really heated up on the news, but I don't know if there's a correlation there. And as for the other fish, Kim Jong actually assassinated Hitler, our algae eater. It was pretty crazy. It was a good time.
Boy, it would have been interesting to be eavesdropping outside your apartment door, listening to you talk about Kim Jong
and Hitler.
It's a good thing Alexa didn't exist then.
Yes. Oh yeah, definitely.
Thank you, Corey. Take care.
Thanks.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.